Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. More great exhibits happening at Gallery Stratford. Joining us in studio once again with all the details, Robert Windrum is here. Robert, good to see you and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Jamie.
We can still say that. We haven't seen each other over the holidays.
Yes, yeah, we're still within that window.
Absolutely, yeah. And more exhibits, new exhibits happening at Gallery Stratford, including area students. What's this all about? This sounds very exciting.
So yes, on Sunday we have the opening of Human Condition, which is the title of the annual SDSS, the Stratford District Secondary School Student Exhibition. We have 19 grade 12 art students who are each presenting a work and addressing the human condition.
Fantastic. Now, have students been involved? They have been involved in exhibits before at Gallery Stratford, maybe not something quite this large, but this has happened before, at least to a degree.
Yes, this is an annual exhibition that we've been doing with SDSS, and we have a new art teacher, Michelle Carter, who's been great to work with, and Susan Zordreger before has retired, and so we miss her, but this is something that we look forward to every year. It's a great opportunity for students to be treated in a professional manner, have their work displayed in a professional public art gallery, and it just gives them an opportunity to think about not just making the work, but how people will view the work and
right.
How we install the work and how you interface with your public and yeah. With your viewer.
Yeah, what an amazing, as we talk about a learning opportunity or a learning experience, but what an opportunity.
It really is. And in my late stage of my career, I look back on the opportunities I had similarly as an art student in high school and in university, and they were really influential opportunities for me to learn about not just sitting alone in a space making art, but putting it out there in the public and getting a response, positive or negative.
There you go. Again, the opening reception, this is with the Stratford District Secondary School Annual Student Exhibition. Opening reception is set for this coming Sunday. That's 2 till 4. And this is going to be a great get together.
It will be. And also an opportunity for people to view Malcolm Pate's nocturning exhibition.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so it opened a while ago, but it's still up till March 2nd. It was an exhibition that I programmed in conjunction with Lights on Stratford. It's all light-based installation work, and there will be an outdoor projection piece as well that will accompany the exhibition. We've had a little bit of technical difficulty getting that up and running, a technology. You know, it's promises great things and generally delivers, but sometimes it can be a bit of a challenge. But beautiful work, contemplative work, work that kind of engages the viewer physically within the space and visually, projections and soundscape, and just a really interesting, quite different from what we've recently shown in terms of painting and more traditional art forms. This is quite a beautiful, poetic couple of galleries.
Yeah, and I'm taken with, it's called Nocturning, is that the title of it?
Yes.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, it is interesting because he lives up in Bayfield on a lake, and nighttime and light, and particularly during winter, really influence his art production as well. So you can read about it when you see the exhibition.
See, there's lots to take in at Gallery Stratford, and including technology. We're going to be strapping on the headphones coming up here.
Yes. Oh, yes. The silent disco.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited about this very much. It is our first time that we're doing a silent disco in conjunction with Lights on Stratford and Stratford Tourism. And this is interesting because generally the silent discos happen with a playlist and within an
outdoors,
environment.
Yeah.
This time it will be inside the gallery.
Nice and comfortable.
Yes, it'll be warm and cozy. But there's also, because the headsets are three-channel headsets, our DJ, Ethan McCarroll, this was his idea, suggested three different playlists according to the space in the gallery. So Malcolm Pate, not Not Turning has put together a playlist.
Okay.
And then the SCSS students have put together a playlist.
And so it's all coming together. I love this. This is a great idea.
Yeah. And then Ethan, as our DJ, will have his own playlist. So in the community studio, you can let loose and dance to your heart's content. And then the others, I presume, will be danceable as well. I have to say the SDSS playlist did not sound familiar to me. I think I felt like an old guy going, I've never heard of these songs.
All the students will be right into it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then I think Malcolm's will probably be a little bit more atmospheric or a little bit more about what inspires him while he's making art. So it's going to be interesting and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, what a unique experience. So that's the Silent Disco. Again, this is happening at Gallery Stratford indoors where it's nice and warm and comfortable. That is coming up for Thursday, January 16th as part of Lights on Stratford, which has been another great success story.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And there's also open studio specials. There's sort of programs happening.
There are. There's every now and then we like to shake it up a little bit. And we have two sessions that are coming up that will be led by Ken Nutt, who is a local artist, but, you know, recognized illustrator artist, where he will go through his thought process and his approach to drawing the figure. And it's an opportunity for people to come and observe if they'd like, or they can also draw along at the same time. So there'll be two sessions. I think it's the 24th and the 31st. And the first will be a female model. The second will be a male model. And it'll be two different approaches, but a very interesting opportunity.
Yeah. And just $15, I believe, for the session. So that's very reasonably priced. That's awesome.
Yes. Yes. And the sessions can be the purchase can be done on Gallery Stratford giftshop.ca.
Perfect. And one more, there's an art and yoga party, is that right, coming up for January 31st?
So yes, the PA Day.
Yes, that's right.
For kids that are going to be off, we have Silvana Bruni is going to be leading a day-long engagement for those kids that is art and yoga. She is an accomplished artist and instructor as well as a yoga instructor. And so it's a good combination of body, soul, and mind and being creative.
Wow, and that's just a sample of what is happening for January. My goodness, at Gallery Stratford.
Lots going on.
Fantastic. But again, it's the exhibit opening with the Stratford District Secondary School Annual Student Exhibition. That get-together is happening January 12th. We'll share all the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Robert Windrum. Robert, thank you so much for all the details and continued success with Gallery Stratford.
Oh, always my pleasure, Jamie. Thank you.